You're listening to That Damn Indian Show on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly, and thank you so much for tuning into this segment. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be Indian. It's a beautiful day to be from Oklahoma. I feel like Elvin Bishop, I feel like he wrote that just for me. Oklahoma, I freaking love it. I do. And it's this weird, sick, twisted thing that you have if you're from Oklahoma. I guess people from all over, like people from Texas especially have it. Like, you know, like, hey, that person's from Oklahoma. We even claim people like Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was born in Oklahoma. Guess what? Oklahoma. Yeah, him too. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's a beautiful day here in Southwest Oklahoma. Fall, you know. Everybody's gearing up for the rest of the football season. Spencer Rattler has his supporters and his detractors, and we all know where I stand with that. So this is on our social media pages. Let's jump right into it because I have a lot of questions about this, okay? This is from our own News 9 here in Oklahoma City, speaking of love-hate relationships. And the headline is Choctaw Church to hold prayer vigil for former pastor accused of inappropriately touching a boy. A local church congregation will hold a prayer vigil for a minister arrested last week on a child sex crime complaint. Choctaw Church of Christ pastor Marty Kessler said the prayer vigil for Michael Cogill, 33, will start at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. This case has gained national attention since the minister's arrest by Oklahoma police. Knowing his character and his work here, no way this could happen, Kessler said. Cogill worked with the youth for 5 years at the Choctaw Church of Christ prior to serving as a minister at Lakehoma Church of Christ in Mustang. Kessler said he could not believe it when he saw Cogill's bruised face on the news. Like it was a sick joke of some kind, Kessler said. I couldn't believe it, thought somebody had doctored the picture. Cogill was beat up last week by the father of the 9-year-old boy. The child accused Cogill of touching him inappropriately at a school bus stop. Police said the parent got video evidence of the alleged crime. Read, local dad beats up jogger accused of inappropriately touching his 9-year-old son at bus stop. Ooh, we are going to read that. But the rest of this article says the victim's neighbors were left in shock and concern for their children. There's hardly any words that are camera appropriate, neighbor Lisa Ward said. It's just sickening. Kessler said parents in his congregation have only showed support for the minister. They keep coming to me saying, we talked to our kids because our kids were in the youth group when Mike was here, Kessler said. And they all say, no way, no how. Kessler said the church will come together to pray for Cogill and his family. We're having a prayer vigil, we'll call it, starting at 9 p.m. tonight through 7 a.m. in the morning, Kessler said. My hope is there's something, some kind of evidence that in the end will prove Mike's innocence. The church in Mustang, where Cogill most recently served as minister, said church elders met last week and decided to let him go due to the allegations. Cogill has not been formally charged by the Oklahoma County District Attorney's Office. Oh my God. Okay, so... So he's not even like the people who are organizing this prayer vigil. That's what they'll call it. That's not even where this guy is. Okay, so back up. Apparently, what happened, and we are going to find this article. What happened was that youth pastor inappropriately fondled this kid at a bus stop. Okay, so this was back on September 23rd, and it says local dad beat up jogger accused of inappropriately touching his son. Oklahoma City police arrested a pastor on Wednesday on a child sex crime complaint. Michael Cogill, 33, was accused of inappropriately touching a boy waiting for the school bus. The victim's parents told police they caught him in the act. Residents in a neighborhood near Southwest 36th and County Line Road were still in shock the day after police were on their street. Lisa Ward's daughter wait at the same bus stop where a 9-year-old boy reported he was inappropriately touched by Cogill. According to the police report, Cogill lives in a community nearby. Residents said he is a minister at a church in Mustang. I just thought he was a runner in the neighborhood. The victim told his parents Cogill ran by his bus stop several times, touched him in a way that made him feel uncomfortable. He knew that he would be there every day, Ward said. That's the hardest part. That's Lisa Ward, right? Wednesday, the boy's father waited in his car to see if Cogill would return. While he was watching the school bus stop, our suspect ran by him, ran past the bus stop where the children were waiting, turned around and came back and stopped where he touched the child, Sergeant Dylan Quirk with the Oklahoma City Police Department said. The victim's father ran after Cogill and tackled him to the ground. When the police showed up, the suspect had visible injuries to his head and face. He was in the cop car all bloody, Ward said. Police are asking if anyone else has information that could help the investigation to let them know. If we have any more victims, we encourage them to know. Encourage them if they know something to say something and come forward. Lakehoma Church of Christ, where Cogill was listed on the website as a minister, issued the following statement. Quote, we were heartbroken to learn of the incident involving one of our adult ministers, and our hearts go out to the child and family involved. We were shocked at this news as he had a clean background check, and we have received no reports or claims against him during his tenure. Church leadership has no tolerance for any type of abuse and is meeting tonight to discuss next steps. We will cooperate with authorities as needed. Cogill is currently being held in the Oklahoma County Detention Center on one complaint of lewd acts to a child. Okay, so that's kind of the rest of the story, as it were. And you can see on our social media that dad worked him. And good for that dad, like... I like that. I'm glad that parents like take it upon themselves to go and beat the shit out of somebody who abuses their kid. I mean, to me, that's just good parenting. What do I know? I don't have parents, but I like to think if I had a kid and somebody touched them inappropriately, that my reaction, whatever I did with the baseball bat or a taser or whatever, would be justified. Because I would lose my mind. But I think the larger issue too is, okay, so this guy was let go from his post in Mustang. His former church in Choctaw, they're the ones that are having this prayer vigil for him, right? Prayer vigil for him is pray for him. Are they praying for his soul because he's a child molester? No, they're praying for him because these allegations just can't be true, right? And so what they're saying is they, like, you can't believe the word of this 9-year-old child. But there's evidence. There's, like, video evidence. There's eyewitness testimony to it. Like, and there's nothing said of the child that's at the center of this. This child that has to go and recover from this and have to have these dealings with law enforcement at an early age, and not to mention the stigma that will indeed be created for this child in that community, around churches, siblings, if this child has them. I mean, I don't know. I would hope that the parents would, like, collectively do whatever parents do and, like, make it a safer environment. I mean, because these kids are just waiting on the bus. They're just waiting on the bus and getting harassed. So it's a scary, scary thing. But it's like I said, the best part of that story is the dad chasing him down, like waiting, like the dad was like waiting for this dude and like chased him down the street. And here's the thing too, if you're a jogger, wouldn't you think that you would kind of have a little bit more stamina than that? I don't know. But yeah, he got both of his eyes dotted, and you can see that on our social media. Just, and that's what you deserve. You harass kids, you molest kids, try to groom kids. You know what? You get a mad parent comes and beats the hell out of you. You know what? You deserved it. You deserved it. And that's all I'm going to say. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is a production of the Institute for Native Arts and Media. We're Indigenous. We're independent. We are nonprofit media. You're listening to That Damn Indian Show on Talk Jive Radio.